Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, you're at a really fancy gala, and you are a waiter, and you're serving someone, and you're kind of like, you kind of have a connection with this person. You're like, oh my God, I don't know, maybe I want to like flirt with them. It's inappropriate, but I'll do it. And then their partner comes over and is like, you want to talk to them? Give her your fucking number. And just keeps pushing that you just give your number to their partner. But like in an aggro way, what do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
What do you do?
Okay. I mean, I think you just do. Why not? Do you give is the question, do you give a real number or a fake number? Because just give a fucking number.
Yeah.
You still are honestly in service. So you got to please them.
Sorry. Maybe I should have said.
You're
they
work.
Say,
yeah, that's
fine.
A good point.
Yeah, they say, I mean, take her number.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll put it on. I'm not calling that number.
Oh, like he has it written down for you, but he's also very mad.
Mm-hmm. He's like, take her fucking number. And he's also like kind of lording over you that he's rich and you're.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like you could never. How could you take her from me when I have so many cars?
Well, yeah.
I mean, but
she... then also she's like, so she's sitting at a table.
Yeah.
You're serving, but then you're kind of talking. And then he interrupts. And then he's like, oh, you want to talk to her so bad? Give him your number. And then she like begrudgingly writes down her number. But then when she passes it to you, there's still that spark. So do you call her?
I think you like text her information of like a woman's shelter.
Yeah, for real.
Like she's in a really bad relationship.
Well, wait, is she or are you a pawn in their psychosexual game?
Which that's
you know
fine.
What I'm talking
that's,
about.
So, then, I don't.
Like, you still
I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Here's the
do
thing.
Do any of you guys know what I'm talking about?
It's not that familiar, but
is it from an episode of You?
No.
Wow.
No. That was loaded. Okay, yeah. It's loaded.
Season 2, January 1st.
Yay! Okay,
they shot some of it on my street.
I'll give you a hint. In this thing, he does call her, and then the husband like sticks the phone on her vag.
What?
As like
okay,
foreplay.
Is this a dream you had?
No. It is, but that's a coincidence.
Like you watched the movie after that dream.
Yeah,
you're like, oh my god.
Oh my god. No, it's from Succession.
Wait, when does that
Martin Culkin at the like charity event that, or not the charity event, the like special event that Connor puts on. Mm-hmm. And then Roman like sees his wife like talking to a server, and he's like, "You want to fucking talk to her? Talk to her. Give him your number. And then she does, and then he calls, and then
yeah,
he
I just, don't think like, I would call, it. But if it was Roman,
yeah,
I would probably do it just because he seems like he may kill me and get away with it.
That yeah. is like,
so it like seems- it's not worth standing up to him.
Yeah,
it's just.
It seems like exactly like when he offered the kid $1 million to hit the home run. Like, is this his only
is this one move?
His one move is to be like, I'm rich and you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand empathy.
Yeah. And then he starts to find out he's a slug. So then his move becomes, I'm a slug. And that's when I like
it. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you guys would call or not?
No, what? Get out of this. Either it's like you're a pawn.
Right.
But what if you want to be involved in their psychosexual game?
Wait, so are you?
Which wouldn't be the end of the world.
Okay,
right?
But are you into, yeah, I guess if you're into, if you like it.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, you just keep going to voicemail and you don't know what's going on.
How many times have you called, Kelly?
You call like 7 times.
What if every time you got voicemail, you thought the phone was in someone's vag? And so you're up. Badge phone again.
Also, like an underwhelming like vibrator is just the most frustrating thing ever.
How much
power do you think an iPhone single speaker is gonna fucking
I don't think it's doing a lot.
No, that's horrible.
I think she's faking it. She's like, oh, wow. Yeah.
What phone do you think functions as the best vibrator?
What?
What phone functions as the best vibrator?
Yeah. LG Envy.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug. The jitterbug. It's got the big key so you can see.
It's perfect.
It has a suction cup so they can go to your ear.
I mean, it just doesn't have to do anything else is my point. Like, it doesn't have any like space for processing power. It's all like fucking servos or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to look up.
You open it up, it looks like a Swiss watch. Wow, I don't know. I mean, my personal feeling is if you want someone to be a pawn in your psychosexual game, let them know ahead of time and set up some ground rules and then rest it. Like a slow-cooked piece of meat.
I don't think
it is a psychosexual game at that point, though.
Wait, hold on. You're saying if you know the rules, it's not psychosexual?
I don't know what psychosexual means. Yeah. But it's sex play.
Yeah, I think it's still psychosexual if you consent to it.
Guys, I found the strongest. I Googled what phone has the strongest vibration.
All right.
Oh my God.
First answer is BlackBerry 7250.
Damn it, we were all so wrong.
But then hold on, this person just tweeted on Ars Technica. This person posted in this message board. It says, not kinky, I swear. All I really want is something reasonably small, which has a vibrating alert, powerful enough that I can reliably leave it in my occasionally baggy trouser pockets and not miss a single call or message. Does such a beast exist?
Should not have called it a beast. She gave the game away.
Yeah.
Is there a stallion of a phone that can satisfy all of my aching needs?
Okay, I'm finding a lot of people are saying SET-616 is very strong. Motorola is also strong.
Okay.
Granted, this post is from
very old.
2003.
So I would bet vibrations are not worse the strongest that they ever were then.
I'm sure
they were probably the most mechanical.
Yeah,
that's a completely
because there's like
guess.
Loose marbles that are also shaking around in there. Like it's like everything's shaking. Now everything's so compact.
Yeah, and it's true. If you have really baggy pants, you don't even know if you missed a call.
If you're loose trousers,
occasionally
loose trouser. But you need a beast of a phone to really get through. Oh man, I was trying to figure. Oh, how was I? I was gonna come up with some way to.
You know what?
Get
if you're if you were didn't know you were wearing the most vibrating phone in the world in your pants, and it went off like in your back pocket.
Oh.
You would jump like 10 feet in the air,
lift off.
And because of your baggy pants, you would catch the wind.
Yeah, you catch the wind, and you would.
Fly!
Wow.
Flying ships.
Guys,
flying
there's ships. A movie out today.
Yeah.
Called
Today.
Today.
Today. There's a movie coming out today.
There's a movie coming out today.
Okay.
Called Aeronauts.
I have, when you
okay,
said
Colin
this.
Colin seems very excited about
Colin's
Aeronauts.
Excited. You are filled with hatred. And Ryan and I have no context whatsoever for what this
I
is.
May have seen a 15, if it's what I think it is, which I think it is. I think I saw a 15-second trailer that made me think it was for a DVD release of another movie I didn't see.
Oh.
Because it has the same leads. Or I could still be wrong. I didn't look it up.
Who are the leads?
Eddie Redmayne
and
Felicity Jones.
Who were in...
Stephen Hawking.
The Stephen Hawking movie. So I thought it was a DVD commercial for that, but I was like, when did they go like, flying? And also...
Is that how he broke his back or something? No, that's like, not what happened. He has a degenerative disease.
Like, how is he in that air balloon? I don't understand.
Wait, so it's about air balloons?
I don't
it's
know.
About, it is about air ballooning.
Aeronauts.
I've never been in an air balloon. They seem fun.
Let's go in one. I think that would be fun.
Yeah,
for us to
I'd
go
be
in.
Down.
That'd be cool. I think at the OC Fair, they have one that's like tethered to the ground
no,
by 80
I want
feet of cable.
Done that.
No, yeah. No. I want us to be freeballing.
Let's freeball.
Look, I just want us to be able to do the things they do in Aeronauts.
Which is ooh, what?
Which is like scary. Climb around on the balloon itself.
No,
that's
what?
So scary.
Why
because
are
the hatch is frozen. They're yeah. so high, the hatch is frozen.
Wait,
she
hold
has
on.
To.
Is the plot. I thought. So it isn't about the guy
is this
who
like
invented.
A-
hot air balloons and his wife, which, no. of course, is what I projected because I thought he was still Stephen Hawking.
Right.
So you thought Stephen Hawking invented hot air balloons?
I didn't know. It was 15 seconds. I was very confused.
Sure,
so
sure.
He's like a weather scientist.
Yes.
Of
and
course.
He's of course he is. And he's like, I need to get up in the air so I can measure stuff.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, yeah.
And everyone
valid.
That he goes
they do
to
that
is,
to this day.
Everyone who he goes to is like, well, you can't put this
I could barely reject you through my mouth.
So he goes to Felicity Jones and he's like, you're the best there is at flying in balloons. Yep. And so she's like,
a lady aviator.
I'll take you up in the sky.
When is this set?
I don't know.
2003.
That's why everyone was rejecting him because like, no, we have planes now.
Yeah, we figured it out. We have satellites.
Yeah.
But thanks.
But then they go up in this balloon and okay. like bad stuff happens.
Yeah,
danger.
And they got to climb around.
This is basically like a bottle movie. Like they're in the airplane. Or...
I think once they get up there, that's going to be the movie. Yeah,
it's like Gravity, but like more boring.
Or like snakes on a plane.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't watch this before
people in
we
a balloon.
Go.
But yeah, what if we get too scared? Too many people.
I
motherfucking
mean,
people in this motherfucking
if
balloon.
If this movie was called People in a Balloon, I think I would have known it wasn't. It's too knocking me faster. So you're into it though, Colin.
I think it looks like super fun.
Okay.
I love the honestly from the trailer, all I know is the climbing on top of the balloon in ice. Like I want to see it in the dome or IMAX or something.
Yeah, you're gonna dump like $20 to watch this movie. I'll go see it with you. It'll
yeah,
have
right?
like that.
Yeah,
no,
we love the Meg.
No
one saw
no,
that coming.
It was really fun. That was really fun. You know what? I think I'm really excited for this
people
movie.
Wow.
Turn around. People in a balloon.
The thing that caught my attention about the trailer was that like the music cues for it are so like, this is an inspirational balloon mm-hmm. journey.
Oh my God. Inspirational balloon journey. I want that on a shirt.
Yeah. Let's make inspirational balloon journey shirts.
Yeah,
that's great.
Guys, I have my...
It can commemorate our balloon trip we take together.
Yeah, inspirational balloon journey. Oh, that's cute.
Such a bad omen if we're wearing those when we get on the balloon.
It's so like $3, $2, $1, and then it's like wah, wah, wah. Well, so, okay. Aside from the two characters in the movie, because that's the obvious choice, do we have any flying ships?
I mean, do we think that's a... We don't know anything about these characters. Is it a good ship?
The reason why it goes up in the air too much is because they fuck.
Sure.
They don't pay attention to
fill
where
with hot air.
Well, here's the thing.
Hot fuck
he
air.
He is
hot
always trying to like do daring things.
Uh-huh.
But she knows the rules of the balloon.
Mm-hmm. And don't so, hit the player, hit the balloon.
And so like she's very serious, but then one night he pulls out a bottle of wine.
Uh-oh, cheesy.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I shouldn't. And he's like, who's gonna call the balloon police.
And meanwhile, the balloon police are like, mayday, mayday. We've got more cases than we've ever had. One.
But there's no vibration on the radio.
Yeah. Oh,
so they don't know what goes on. They can't
hear. Plus, their trousers are so baggy.
So baggy.
So loose.
Loose trousers.
She's wearing loose trousers.
I think she does.
I'm more into it.
Are the trousers so loose that she's going to use them as a parachute?
Oh, cool.
Oh, no.
Wait, so she jumps out and it's like, whoop.
They should use their balloon as a parachute, maybe. That's more fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do we have any ships or no?
Are you guys, do you remember the Oogie Boogie Man? From Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Not a flying character.
No.
Good point.
But he is a burlap sack filled with bugs.
And the bugs could fly.
So some of those bugs fly?
They could be flies, yeah?
Some of them could be flies, but that's not where I'm going.
Oh.
At the end of it...
I'm trying to help.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
This is the most passive-aggressive you've ever been. That's fine.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm just... He's unwoven, the bugs escape, and then he's just like a pile of yarn.
Oh,
it's
no.
very sad for
something
made out of fabric. Do you guys remember in Aladdin... when Jafar gets powers and turns
the rug carpet
into a pile of...
Yeah.
I think he calls him carpet.
Yeah, he calls him carpet.
Yeah, he's a magic carpet, yeah.
But then he turns into like just a pile of string, and he's very sad, but then he gets go back to normal. Well, after all Aladdin and all the sequels, I like to imagine that maybe carpet's flying through Halloween Town on a vacation, on an adventure with the genie, and sees this sad pile of string just sitting there, and gets the genie to return it back to a bag, but without the bugs. And without the bugs itching him, no, Oogie Boogie Man's nice. And they fall.
So Wait,
he's just an empty sack then?
Yeah, he's like an empty sack. But
he can still... move.
Yeah, imagine.
He's got magic.
Imagine Danny Elfman just kind of like being wavy.
But they should like put something in there. Maybe
the
like
maybe the magic carpet.
Oh, shit.
Oh, damn.
I'm going to wear you like a suit.
Yeah. Slide into him like a little pair of slacks.
Perfect. And he like rolls up all thin like he tends to do. And
And then he unfurls while inside.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Plumps when you cook him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Why was the magic carpet in the Cave of Wonders to begin with? Do we know that?
I think he was a treasure.
Punished for murder.
Because if he's one of the treasures of the Cave of Wonders...
The second he touched him, it should have started going.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true,
why
too.
But he's not a treasure.
No, you're right. I mean, I will abandon my line of thought because you're correct. If he was a treasure, the cave would have collapsed the second they got on him.
He's a prisoner.
Yeah.
Could that be what happens to souls who are trapped in the Cave of Wonder?
Oh.
Well, he was very dog-like.
Yeah, he was.
The way he behaved. So I assume he was like the pet of one of the people who died in the Cave of Wonders.
He reminds me.
That's what I always thought as a kid.
Yeah, because Aladdin goes in with a pet. It's safe to assume that everyone goes in with a pet.
Yeah. He reminds me of the Ottoman in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
He's very.
That's definitely a dog.
That's definitely a dog. Maybe he's not that much of a dog, and I'm just confusing him.
He seems doggish, though.
They both have, like, tassels for hands,
right? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
The four tassels.
Four tassels, four legs.
They're low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're flying.
They don't talk. Unless they're flying.
Wow. Well, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a cute ship.
That's a cool ship. I like it.
Thanks.
Okay, I have one.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's hear.
Okay. This is also coming from the Disney World. Okay. So Zazu is just, he's tired of nobody listening to him, you know, because he's always yelling at everybody to be in order.
Yeah.
So he's like, I just need someone that's just going to listen to me and I need to just go find myself. So he flies away.
Good for him.
He's flying and he's flying. And he leaves the jungle and the savannah and he starts seeing like desert. He's like, what? And he sees like a castle and he's like, what? He goes into the castle and he encounters Iago.
Yay!
So,
all right.
And you think Iago's going to listen to him?
No, here's the thing. Iago doesn't listen to him. Iago shows him that a little bit of chaos can be kind of fun. And I think but on the other hand, Iago learns that there's like better people to take orders from than Jafar.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's...
this makes sense. Because Zazu, mm-hmm. he's always trying to give like advice to the... That's his job, right?
Yeah.
He's a royal advisor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's respect... Well...
Right?
Yeah.
Mufasa respects him, although he does treat him like a glorified babysitter, so maybe not.
Yeah.
And they do practice pouncing on him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not respected.
They commiserate.
He's not respected, but he is enforcing rules.
So. Okay, sure. Now, how does this play into the scenario where the two of them take over the enchanted tiki room?
Oh, so
shit.
Because that did happen.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
For real?
There was a period in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
What?
Where Iago and Zazu took over the enchanted tiki room at Disneyland and Walt Disney World and like changed the whole program of the show. And everyone,
Well, here's the thing. The tiki room is perfect for what it is.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. It's a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheesy.
It's a lot of beaks flapping around way too loud.
Here's some weird like stereotypes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are birds.
Yeah.
But it's weird because you're like...
It's like Star Wars style racism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like it's a creature. It's not a human.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also the totem poles, which are a problem.
The totem poles are troubling.
But also, it's one of those things where
if you have some Dole Whip in your hand,
and
you feel hot outside.
Yeah, and there's that private bathroom stall. Also, if you are, some of my favorite things at Disneyland are the ones that are not actually affiliated with any specific IP.
Like the Jungle Cruise?
No, not
I'm
the Jungle
so
Cruise.
I'm so bad about it.
I don't enjoy the Jungle Cruise. and I don't need a movie about it, but like Matterhorn, Thunder Mountain, Small World, like Tiki is fits in there with the like, you know what? It's just its own thing.
Yep.
I think wow, what a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they undid it.
Good. Zazu
and
Iago.
No kids have to ever know about it.
Yeah.
But I would be interested in their dynamic. I think they would probably have it wouldn't be the happily ever
it's
after.
It's like grumpy old men.
Yes. It would be there'd be lots of grumpiness. Because Zazu would probably be trying to control things.
Yes. Yes.
And Iago would just be insisting that nothing can be controlled.
Yeah.
And everything is chaos.
He's like, you can try and try, but like evil still is going to happen.
You know Iago would be the one who would make it start raining.
Yeah.
Do
you think he gets on like that little treadmill thing? And like generates the storm with like his foot power.
Yeah.
Foot power.
Foot power.
Foot power.
I've been liking how you've been talking today.
I don't know what's going on. I feel strange.
You keep calling Iago Iago, which is very interesting to
Instead
me.
Of Iago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iago.
It's almost like, are you auditioning for a Shakespearean play?
Just to us?
Yeah. Just to you guys. When same day shipping mounts Othello, and we're going to.
Yeah, yo, we will.
I think he is speaking in
I'm a pentameter. When you guys mount Shakespeare, play. It's very interesting. I like it.
I think it's the chair that I'm sitting in.
It's
giving me a strange swagger.
You're in like a winged back chair.
Plus you are wearing like the shawl neck cardigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very Mr. Rogers feel, but your energy is
not
Mr. Rogers.
I was going to say like, patriarch of a rich family who maybe is going to get murdered.
One of the Roys.
That would be the meanest thing.
You look like one of the Roys.
You know the energy you're giving off? It's not like physically what you look like, but like when I look at you, what I feel is one of the Roys for sure.
Yeah.
So my ship is from Final Fantasy VI.
Of course. Honestly, I think like is that the most shipped IP in this room and it's all from you?
Well, it is certainly all from me. Mm-hmm. There's no denying that.
I know maybe time-wise it's the most because we do have to hear the storyline of an entire 2-disc video game that none of us ever played.
Like 85 hours of playing.
Okay, this is on one Super Nintendo cartridge.
Okay. We spent a month talking about Marvel ships.
That's true.
1 month. Okay.
Okay, so this, the cornerstone of this ship is a dude named Setzer who flies an airship. It's like his whole thing.
There we go. Okay.
So his job is his,
wow,
his job is his identity.
Yeah. Yes,
true. But no, when you meet him, he is he's like a scoundrel.
Okay.
You want him just for his airship.
Mm.
And he is, you set an elaborate trap. Because all we know about this guy is that he has an airship and he has a crush on the opera singer. Okay? Hmm. So you...
Cultured. Hmm.
Yes, he's a cultured man. He's a gambler, a gentleman gambler rogue.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Okay, I think I'm in love with him.
It's a bit rakish. Yeah, I'm into that.
So what you do is, because he wants this... Thank you, Kelly, for taking that picture.
Sorry.
The way you're sitting, there's a whole thing happening.
It's very... Full of intent.
So he's left a note for the opera director saying, when the opera premieres tonight, I am going to kidnap the lead singer, soprano, and I'm going to make her my wife. And it's going to happen on opening night.
I mean, that's pretty operatic in itself.
The opera is here.
So your heroes are like, hey, you know what? One of the people that we've been like rolling with looks a lot like this opera singer. So you fake the fucking opera. And in the course of the game, you're like,
they're able to?
Yeah. They're able to. I mean, they put on the opera with like the fake, this woman who's not a singer. And you have to like learn the lines. She practices. Oh. And also the whole thing is attacked by
tedious.
Is attacked by an octopus, and you have what? To there's an octopus named Altros,
okay,
who attacks. Look, you've got a long complicated history with this octopus by this
point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sure. I see.
He's going to find you at the opera.
Altros again?
Yes, it is like Altros again. Then you fight him on the stage. Anyway, you end up taking his ship and
do you foil the kidnapping plot?
I mean,
because
like she gets kidnapped, or like your party member gets kidnapped. Yeah. Celeste gets kidnapped, and then she like throws a rope down to your guys, and then you basically commandeer the airship. But so Setzer, he's got that like he's kind of a son of a bitch,
Kind of. He
wants to kidnap.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what he does to somebody he has a crush on. He kidnaps him.
Yes.
He just like wants her so bad. Though.
He just wants her so bad.
Guys, it's not an excuse. Mm. Write a letter.
Here's the thing. So the reason he's a son of a bitch like this is that he used to have a lady friend who also flew an airship. Mm-hmm. And then she was the like super adventurous one who was like, I'm going to fly the ship faster and farther than anyone ever has. And he's like, yeah, sure you are. And then she disappears because she flew
Amelia
too
Earhart.
Far, too fast. Yeah. Or maybe like this Aeronauts movie. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to land.
Yeah.
You think they're going to land? All right.
You know what? Let's see it.
All right. I'm so
in the
excited.
Dome.
You have already committed hard already.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to have to start an online petition to get Arclight to show it at the Dome.
At the Dome. They're like, absolutely not. No, we have many other movies.
We have four people who would see it.
And we're like, And?
So anyway, I ship Setzer and Daryl, the woman who flies the original ship.
Does she ever come back? No.
No, she. So he finds the crash ship and like buries it in her stead. And then when through the course of the game the world ends, because the world ends halfway through Final Fantasy VI, and your ship crashes and everything, he digs it back up and like flies it in her name for the rest of the game. And it's beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet. And he never finds her body.
No.
No closure for him. Sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least he got to use the ship.
Yeah, and
that's
everyone
sweet.
Got to do it and save the world.
That's really nice.
After it ends.
So. I really like him sans like the kidnapping thing, but I guess maybe we could chalk that up to a dark moment or something
like
that.
Yeah, everyone makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Ryan, you have a flying ship?
Yeah, mine's really obvious, but I was thinking about it, and I think I like it for good enough reasons so that it's not too obvious, but...
I'm so curious what it could be.
It's... really obvious.
What,
really?
Oh,
what is the most famous flying character?
Peter Pan.
Oh, okay. Second most obvious thing.
Dumbo.
Okay. This character is also...
just Disney characters?
famous for...
Mary Poppins.
Being in love.
Superman.
Yes.
There we go.
And Lois Lane. I was thinking about it, and I was like, that's very obvious, because I kept thinking of like them flying through the air. But I think what I like about it is Lois Lane. I don't know if you guys know this. She's very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's very serious.
She's all about...
Ace reporter.
She's an ace reporter, and that's what her whole thing is about. She's like, I'm going to take down bad guys with the truth.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which is a great, noble cause. And Superman, he's like kind of too handsome and like too dashing, and she's not... She falls for him to the extent that she does in spite of herself. It's not because she necessarily like think if she thought of the ideal partner for herself, she wouldn't picture Superman or think that she needs to be with someone so famous or much of a hero.
Or even someone as dweeby as Clark.
Exactly. I mean, ultimately, he is her, like, they do belong together and it is the right, but it's not like who she would have projected herself, but like there's something... when they go fly together. And I guess I'm thinking of Superman the movie primarily. Like, I'm thinking of Margot Kidder's face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it hits something, like, very real and free in her that she wouldn't normally be in her day-to-day life as hard-nosed reporter. So I guess I just ship, like, Lois having that moment of romance.
Yeah.
That's really great, sweet, though.
Because Lois has that, like, there's a cynicism baked into her, right? Mm-hmm. And that like is the, that's just so not Superman. Like, he's so sincere.
Yes. Yeah. And that's part of why she doesn't really necessarily immediately connect with Clark. Cause he's like the sincerity without the, any of the, extraordinary stuff like being demonstrable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereas like when she flies with Superman or what, you know, when he's, depending on the version of what you're reading. But again, I'm picturing Superman the movie, the two of them flying from her balcony. Like, that's just him being extraordinary and taking her to, and her, like, in spite of herself, being in a moment of awe.
That's really sweet.
So, I ship it.
Yeah. It's a good ship. It's a solid ship.
You know what that made me think of is an ancillary ship in the episode of Smallville where the Flash leaves. Have you guys seen it?
I have not.
Okay, I've screamed about this before, I think on El Rey Nation. It, like, guys, it plays out like a romance scene. Like, literally, the music that they choose, and watch it if you can. The Flash is like, he's like, yeah, you know, I've got to leave. And Clark's like, I just really wish you wouldn't. And he's like, I'll stay if you can catch me. And then he runs, and at first they're pacing each other. And then, you know, obviously the Flash zips up real quick and boom, goes away. And then Clark's like, and the music's like, or something like that. It's like, sounds like that kind of music.
Yeah.
It's like really intensely romantic and was played off as, quote, friendship. Which...
Yeah. But that's, I think, a thing with that show.
Yeah.
Is it was very...
Ship heavy.
Mm.
Ship heavy, but like,
yes, the Lex stuff.
The Clark and Lex stuff could have been from season one.
Yeah.
And then I know exactly. I can picture it now in my brain.
Yeah.
But like, and at the time, because of what WB was then, like, it was kind of baity.
It was a little baity.
Because
also they were never going to commit to something like that.
No.
Which sucks.
I mean, I don't think they even had any queer characters,
no.
Mm-hmm.
At least in the parts, in the seasons I watched, which was like the high school years.
Yeah.
Is the Flash in that Barry Allen, or is it Wally?
I think it's Wally.
And also, I'm trying to think of the
actor. He's
that
definitely
plays.
Younger.
Very young.
Oh, he's Beaver.
It's Beaver.
Oh. He has a real name.
Sure, but from
Veronica Mars. Yeah. The same actor as the person who plays Beaver on Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
He's
very young.
Cassidy, sorry.
my name is Cassidy.
But no, it's Beaver. And so he's a little younger than the main crew.
Yeah.
And I think he also flirts a lot with Chloe. Is my memory.
Then he better run.
Wow. Well, I mean, she does brand people. It's not my fault.
Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
We do, and it's not any less weird. So this comes from @Landry_Des.
Landry!
Hey, Landry.
Hi, Landry.
What if one day you woke up to your partner taking a video of themselves peeing on your feet? Also...
Did you get stung by a jellyfish?
Not enough?
What if that partner was 90s recording artist Tiffany?
Okay, we gotta start.
Okay. So,
which
Tiffany.
Do we start with?
I think it has to be Tiffany all along.
Yeah, Tiffany first. You always knew it was Tiffany. Mm-hmm.
Great. Mm-hmm. She's
You're dating Tiffany.
She's That's cool. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fine. You know, she can sing.
She can sing.
She's peeing on my feet.
When she's videotaping.
You wake
it.
Up to her videotaping pee on your feet.
Have you woken up with wet feet before?
I think you question.
Like
I
mean, at that's... the end of Memento, a bunch of like pieces are coming together.
Yeah, I think you think that you have a foot sweating problem.
Oh no!
And you wake up, and the first thing you do is shower. So you like don't really notice the smell very much,
right? But you do know that your feet are wet. You've tried changing your diet.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't want to be so gross.
Okay,
but like. Physically, how is this happening?
I think she's squatting.
Yeah. And then selfie one stick.
She is
talented. And she's singing.
Yeah. And she's and she is definitely done. Because like if I tried to do that to someone, no, I would fall over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe she's
drop
like,
the phone.
Or drop the phone.
Okay, here you go. What if
this takes a lot. Like, you need two hands to...
Weeks
no, what
before,
she's doing to what aim she's on doing both
is,
feet?
Okay, what she's doing is she's like got her feet like propped on the walls.
Yes.
Holding on to the closet doorknob.
Yeah.
Like if it's a situation like, you
so
know,
she's
my
like suspending herself over the door? Yeah, over the bed?
Well, because the other hand needs to be working the selfie stick. Yeah.
Yeah, no, and the selfie stick is behind her.
Yeah. And a mirror glued to the door, the closet door. So you get all the angles.
There's a mirror.
I mean, there's a conversation, right?
Yeah, here's the thing. Consent is king.
Yeah.
And Tiff, why in the fuck did you think I wouldn't be into all of that?
Yeah. All those acrobatics.
We could have got a tripod even.
I feel like the hint is in the videotape.
Mm.
That's why she didn't tell you, because that thing is not just for her.
She doesn't want to cut you in on the profits?
Or she's distributing it in a way that you wouldn't like.
Mm. Or part of the kink is you not knowing, which is...
Well,
not
then,
great.
Which is a problem.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
That's a kink crime, as I like to call it.
I hadn't heard you say that before.
I I just made it up. I don't like to call it that.
As you like to call it from now on.
I'm processing it. I'm like, kink crime. It's fun to say.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well,
I'm not
being facetious.
I think you just have to be like, here's the problem. Are you a kept partner? So then you have to say goodbye to whatever life of luxury you've lived.
What?
Listen, I've been watching a lot of Succession.
When someone that commits
listen,
a kink crime,
money makes the world go round.
I mean,
oh my God,
in that moment, you
so
do
empties out your soul.
Yeah,
you do have to stop for a second and be like, how much does this bother me?
Yeah, how much?
Because like it might bother you a ton, or
yeah, right,
like it could just be where you're like, wait, I can't believe you didn't tell me you were doing this.
But then okay, or if you know, here's the question.
Yeah.
If you know that part of the kink is you not knowing, but you also don't really care that much, and you're like, look, I live in a dope house and I drive a really nice car.
You become accustomed to a lifestyle.
Yeah. And you're just like, I'm just going to pretend not to know.
Okay. But you pretend not to know.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells you she's going to change the sheets that night. And she doesn't.
Oh, no.
And she's like, why are you overreacting? I just forgot. We slept on one night. It's not that big a deal.
She's like, I change them every night. What's a...
One night we're going to sleep in the same sheets twice. Like, what? Please don't... I pay for everything.
I only change them so frequently because your sweaty feet keep ruining them.
Oh,
That was fucked up. Her gaslighting you about the feet like that. I couldn't.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.